Touch these fucking bags, I'll cut their fucking head off with a fucking axe. I'll fucking piss off.
Oh, well, hello, San Francisco. Can you hear that echo? Echo, echo. Can you hear that echo? Echo. Echo, echo. That is my iPhone. Psychedelic. This is music for your plants. This is Plantasia, a beautiful synthesizer-based album made in, I think, 1969 for, actually, initially to go for this, like, to accompany a sale of cute little house plants in a plant store, and it kind of became a little bit of a cult classic, but it actually, like, plants respond to this music, and my sweetheart was, like, actually playing the vinyl of it for this fuchsia plant, that I got. How sweet is that? You're listening to Hagrite Happy Hour, and I'm glad you are. It's beautiful today in San Francisco. There is much afoot in the world. I don't even need to tell you that. But it is a context we're working with. So I actually brought quite a bit of spacey, beautiful, wandery, electronic. I think just music with a lot of, like, soul and spirit that might edge towards soothing. But, you know, a little mojo, a little kick here and there. Got a little Riot Girl stuff anyways, because, I mean, that gives me warm fuzzies. I don't know about you, but I assume so if you're listening. And you're listening to Radio Valencia, and I'm glad you are. So enjoy Plantasia. Gonna roll out a little Talking Heads after that. So we'll just listen to this sweet synth music. Early synth music. And, yeah, I got some blonde redhead. Got some mono, not the illness, the band, extraordinary. Got Jan Tears in. We got Shannon and the Clams. We got so much good shit. Got a little Lightning Hopkins. His birthday was last week. There's so much more in the stacks that I brought. Good vinyl here for you fine people. All right, that's enough of me. Hagrite Happy Hour, Radio Valencia. And just a heads up, month of April, I'm moving to my show to Mondays. So, just so you know. All right. We'll be right back.
Along with my loved ones, loved ones visit the building. intoxicated by thee. She has the slow sensation that he is levitating with she. I don't know why I spin so ceaselessly till I lose my sense of gravity. I'm dancing barefoot in mid-air. I spin. Some strange music draws me in, makes me come on like some heroin. Oh God, I
just beautiful and dramatic, which I hope is the way that people that know me best describe me. I'm just kidding. Mono, that is mono, all caps, music for my family. What's it called? For my family. For my family. It's a beautiful, beautiful record that I got 14 years ago. 14 years ago. Extraordinary. Anyways, you are listening to Hag Rye Happy Hour. If you are in San Francisco proper, if you are in any proximity to the Mission District or can be within the next few hours, there's a beautiful, beautiful farmer's market going on right out in front of me, right out these beautiful windows in 22nd Street. Vendors have just like lovely local vendors, lovely veggies and things they're making, and locally made cheeses and all of this from the surrounding area. Gorgeous flowers. It's beautiful. So stroll on down. Stroll on down if you feel so inclined. All right. Let's see. So we've had some beautiful melodic, just really symphonic stuff, actually. Started off with some Plantasia throwback. Oldie but a goodie. Kind of timeless, you could say. The plants love it. Play it for your plant friends. Plantasia. And we followed that with a little Talking Heads. Don't worry about the government. But you should. But you really should. But don't worry. According to David Byrne, that was made 40-something years ago. No, don't worry. Get involved. I don't know. That's it's not appropriate for me to say. I'm really speaking out of turn here, because my job is to play the music and tell you what I think, which and what I feel. I think I gave myself that role, and I think everybody should give it to themselves. So speak your mind, play the music that makes you feel good, listen to others speak their mind, play the music they feel good. So what I'm going to be rolling out for you guys next here. And then we had Patti Smith from her album Wave, Dancing Barefoot. I was going to put on Frederick. It's so beautiful. His birthday was recently. Oh my, I love Patti Smith, huge fan. She's such a muse and icon and symbol of, I don't know. What the world needs now is Patti Smith. There was a weird jingle for you guys. Hag Riot. We're going to get on to television. I got Marquee Moon. Just one of the... Maybe, some people might say inarguably, but I'm not here for an argument. I'm here to state fact. It is one of the best records of all time. I'm not taking a poll. I'm not. There's no conversation. No, I got to shortly before Tom Verlaine passed. Actually, there's some nice continuity since he was roommates with Patti Smith, and they worked really heavily together and around each other quite a bit back in the day. But I was lucky enough to see with my man at Mass Mocha at one of Sweetie Jeff Tweedy's Solid Sound Festival things up at Mass Mocha in North Adams, which is a divine spot. It is the most dreamy festival. Oh my God, I'm rambling. Anyways, we got to see television play Marquee Moon beginning to end. I think this is like maybe a year or so before. 2 years, 3 years before Tom Verlaine passed. But my God, they sounded just like the album, but live and better and outside. And God, it was beautiful. What an opportunity. And so with that, we're gonna just get out a little Marquee Moon. We're gonna just Plantasia our way over. Or I'm sorry, we're gonna surf the intense waves of mono into some freaking Marquee Moon title track of one of the best albums of all time. And if you haven't listened to it, you're listening to this song now in a second, and you should listen to the whole thing. I think it's medicinal. That's what, if I was a doctor, that's what I prescribe. All right.
hesitating.